With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on an arrest and a fatal campus shooting in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Police in Colorado Springs say a suspect has been taken into custody in connection with Friday's fatal shooting of two people in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. The identity of the suspect has not been released. The victims are Celie Rain Montgomery, 26, and Samuel Knopp, a 24-year-old, a student at the university. It has 11,000 students and is about 70 miles south of Denver. No motive has been disclosed. Police are calling the shooting an isolated incident between people who knew each other, not a random attack at the school. I'm Norman Hall.
A woman's been killed and five other people were wounded in a shooting at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis. Officers responded to a report of a shooting at the restaurant around 12:30 a.m. Monday. Police found five shooting victims who were taken to a hospital, including a woman who was in critical condition and later died. The other victims, a woman and three men, all are in stable condition. President Biden is suggesting the possibility of a sit-down meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Last week, the White House rejected the idea of the president meeting with the speaker, saying there is nothing to negotiate when it comes to foreign aid. But now Mr. Biden says he'd be happy to meet with him if he has anything to say. Speaker Johnson has suggested the House will not vote on a bipartisan Senate bill that includes emergency funding for Ukraine. The president says it's shocking the way House Republicans are walking away from the threat of Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Palestinian foreign minister has accused Israel of apartheid and urged the top UN court to declare that Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state is illegal. The markets were closed today because of the president's holiday. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle has broken out in Hawaii.
Rabbi Levi Gerlitsky wants to hold religious services in his home and applied for a permit to do so. The county said no, prompting the rabbi to call First Liberty and file a lawsuit. Attorney Jeremy Diss says, quote, Rabbi Gerlitsky has a constitutional right to engage in religious activities in his home with family and friends in the Jewish community, free from government burden or interference. He points out that secular gatherings require no permit at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity for its most comprehensive survey of American life. The test questions will be sent to nearly 500,000 households. If they are approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions are asked on the American Community Survey. This is SRN News. Millions of American families are having to hold off on college decisions. And Jennifer King has more on the story.
Financial aid decisions that usually go out with college acceptance letters are being delayed because of a later than expected rollout of revisions to the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA form. The Education Department said the new form would be easier to fill out and use a new formula to compute eligibility, but it wasn't ready in October when the forms are usually released. And during a soft launch in December, it was difficult for many people to access, and it didn't include the updated inflation tool. Schools won't get the information they need until next month. Some colleges like Virginia Tech are pushing back their deadline for students to accept offers of admission. I'm Jennifer King.
Debate over school funding is dominating the Alaska legislature as districts face teacher shortages and, in some cases, multi-million dollar deficits. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.